USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As House managers continue to make their case against President Trump in the Senate impeachment trial against the president delivers remarks at the 47th annual March for Life.
It is my profound honor to be the first president in history to attend the March for Life. We're here for a very simple reason, to defend the right of every child, born and unborn. For 47 years, Americans of all backgrounds have traveled from across the country to stand for life. And today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you.
At least two people are dead following an explosion at a Houston business. Police say it's not terror-related and are investigating the act. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
As Harvey Weinstein's sex crime trial continues in Manhattan, the journalist who broke the Weinstein story is speaking out. Ronan Farrow talks to ABC's Good Morning America a day after actress Annabella Sciorra took the stand.
And I can tell you that people in the courtroom were struck by how calm she was yesterday, how she really did keep her cool in the face of a pretty intensive grilling.
The Health and Human Services Secretary is reassuring Americans that they're on top of the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak and taking all the necessary steps to protect Americans. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the government is being proactive in dealing with the outbreak.
We use a multi-layered approach to protect America involving entry screening. We work in collaboration with China as they engage in travel restrictions and exit screening.
Worldwide, 26 people have died from the virus and another 800 have been infected. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The government wants to stop pregnant women from coming here just to give birth so their child can have citizenship. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
To stamp out what it called endemic abuses, the Trump administration has issued a new rule to deny U.S. entry to pregnant foreign women who want to have babies in the U.S. so that the newborns receive automatic citizenship. The White House said the rule aims to protect the integrity of American citizenship by ordering the State Department to deny visas to women who intend to enter the U.S. for birth tourism reasons. Calling birth tourism a glaring loophole in the U.S. immigration system, the White House said the rule change will ultimately protect the U.S. from the national security risks created by this practice. The rule doesn't, however, indicate how immigration officials will identify birth tourists or give criteria for such a classification.
In a tit-for-tat feud between states, a 2018 move by California to ban some official travel to Oklahoma over what officials say are discriminatory LGBTQ policies has led to the Sooner State's Republican governor to issue a similar ban against the Golden State. Oklahoma's Republican governor, Kevin Stitt, issued the executive order on Thursday that prohibits state employees from non-essential travel to California, with exceptions for the Department of Commerce employees traveling for business recruiting. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.